Wow, I'm kind of in shock.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
Hello and welcome to another goddamn bonersode. I'm your host, Richard, and I am completely exhausted because I got almost no sleep last night. And I don't know if you can hear the hammering in the background, but there's construction going on outside, and it's almost 8 o'clock in the evening. I probably sound like a cranky old man, but I don't care. This is some freeze-dried bullshit, as Roxy from Dead Like Me would say. Anyway, what am I doing here? Oh yeah, Bonersode 56. Today is June 19th, and this one was produced by Zero to Non. Or is that what he wants to be called? It looks like he's got Zero to Non where his real name should go, and then his real name in the nickname box. It's very confusing. Fucking idiot. He obviously needs help, so let's bring in a few co-producers. Thank you, Dunheezy, Ronan W., and Anti-Hero for picking up the slack for Zero to Non. I should probably just fire him and split his salary among the three of you. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I'm so tired. Before we embark on this disappointing slog of a bonersode, I've got a quick news item to report. A couple weeks ago in Bonersode 54, I told some unwitting residents that a helicopter would be dumping several hundred gallons of water onto their property to calm the seismic activity detected below their house. Completely reasonable, scientific thing. Well, the other day, I was perusing some local news in the same town I was calling, looking for something else, actually, and I came across this little blurb from a police blotter. 8:15 p.m., 600 block of blah 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 north. Suspicious incident. A resident called police to report a telephone exchange with someone who identified themselves as Cody, who claimed to work for an agency investigating seismic activity. Cody said seismic activity had been detected under the resident's home and that a helicopter would drop 10,000 gallons of water on the home. The resident said he planned to report the conversation to police, and Cody relented and said it was all a joke. So that's it. I'm sure the police were real thrilled being contacted about a joke. And I never said 10,000 gallons. I'm pretty sure I only said 700 or maybe 900 in a couple of those calls. But yeah, anyways, I don't know. You guys probably don't care, but I thought it was pretty amusing. Anyway, let's start the show.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to call and ask if you could please stop over-flushing.
Stop what?
Over-flushing. You know, just to try to limit the number of times you flush when you go.
Why?
You know, resources are kind of limited these days, and, you know, it's just kind of causing a problem in the lines.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We don't go to the bathroom that often here, and we're going to flush it every time.
I'm not asking.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello.
Oh, hey, Nancy. It's Richard again. I wasn't asking if you would stop flushing. I'm just asking you to kind of limit it, like, just for example.
I'm sorry, sir. We're not here that often.
Well,
so
yeah. Well, I didn't.
Maybe five times a day we flush the toilet.
Well, no, it's just like we took some samples, and it shows that when you do go, you flush twice or sometimes even three times.
I don't really care, sir. I pay the bill, so.
Who the hell are you?
Who's this?
It's the other owner. What is the matter? What we do in our own home?
Well, you know, you gotta.
Who are you?
You're abusing the resources, though.
Is this? Stop harassing us. I'll flush the damn toilet as much as I want. How do you know what I'm doing?
Well, because we took samples from your sewer line.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Who?
Winston, your neighbor from a little ways down the road.
Winston.
Yeah, hey, I was up on your roof just a couple of days ago. I was getting my Heidi key down, and there was I had a little bit of a spill. I kind of landed on my ankle funny.
You were on my roof?
Yeah, I just, you know, I keep my hide key up there. And I needed it because I locked myself out again, you know, big dummy. And anyways, when I was getting down, I just kind of landed funny on my ankle. And so I'm going to need you to help cover the cost of this medical bill.
Yeah, right.
No, why are you laughing? It's not funny. It was pretty painful. Like, it was all bruised up and everything.
It's not my fault you were on my roof.
Well, it's your property, so I feel you bear some responsibility.
No. You weren't on my roof.
Yeah, you're at 56, right?
But you were not on my roof.
Yes, I was.
You do not hide your key on my roof.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've kept it up. Yeah, you know, it's just a little more secure. I figure who's going to look for my key on your roof, you know, so.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't understand why you're laughing.
Is this April the 1st?
Nope, it's June 15th. Stupid.
Yeah, right. Okay, and what is your last name?
Beauregard.
What is it?
Beauregard.
And where do you live?
I'm at 69.
Well, how did you get on my roof?
You know, I just climbed that palm tree and just kind of wing on over.
I don't have one that you can get to my roof on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just climb up the trunk a little ways and just kind of swing on over. And who is that bitch in the background?
Well, you'll have to just call somebody else because you are not on my roof, and I don't believe this for one second.
Well, why not?
So, goodbye.
It's pretty plausible. Honey, don't hang up.
Hello?
Hi, Shirley?
Hold on a second.
Oh, is this Edmund?
Yeah, this is Edmund.
Oh, hey, Edmund. You sounded like a woman. Hey, it's Winston with the country club.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to call and follow up with you about, we saw that there was an Amazon package out in front of your house the other day.
Okay.
And, you know, that's against the boycott that we have in place, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this?
This is Winston with the country club.
What do you do with the country club, Winston?
I'm over here in the administrative office.
Okay, all right.
And, yeah, just, you know, I needed to kind of remind you, you're not supposed to be doing any shopping with Amazon. You know, because we have that ban in effect.
I'm not familiar with the ban. Tell me about it.
Well, we've had it in place for 2 or 3 months now.
Who put the ban in place, Winston?
The country club.
And what is the reason for the ban?
Just a bunch of political bullshit. Who cares? The point is, you're not supposed to be shopping with Amazon. Nobody is in the neighborhood.
Well, wait a minute. You know, I'd like to know why I'm not supposed to be shopping.
Well, it was all explained in the newsletter that we sent out. At this point, it's a little late to be playing dumb.
I didn't see it, so you explain it to me.
Okay, well, it's a little late to be playing dumb, Edmund. Just, you know, this time's a verbal warning.
Winston, I'm not playing dumb, and I resent you calling here about this. I'll shop with anybody I want.
Oh, no.
If I have a reason not to shop with somebody, I won't.
No, you
but
can't.
I'm not going to do a herd mentality. When I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, it's against.
And why are you looking at the packages on my front porch?
We monitor everything. You know, it's how we enforce the rules around here. And if
you're not supposed to monitor my front porch.
Yeah, well, you know, just
what
don't.
What gives you the right to do this, buddy?
We're the country club, and we can do what we want.
The country club's bullshit. It's a club.
You're bullshit. Listen, this is a verbal warning. The next time is going to be a fine. So you just need to knock that shit off.
Well, you bring it on then, buddy. You bring it on.
Oh, it's on. It's always a problem with you two. Like, you're the non-compliant ones in the neighborhood.
Who says so?
Your case file.
First we ever heard of it, Winston.
Oh, bullshit. You got the email just like everyone else.
No, I didn't.
Well, anyways, I
read all the emails I get from the club, and I didn't get that one.
If you just keep playing dumb.
I'll be up there tomorrow to talk to you.
We're going to lock the doors. We got a social distance.
Okay, you do that. And let me tell you something else. Lock your phone as far as my number is concerned. Don't call there anymore.
Lock my phone? With the little thing on the side?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, buddy. Hang in there.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Edmund, can I just talk to Shirley?
No.
Why
no,
not?
You can't. Because I said you can't.
Well, you're not her guardian, so let her decide.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, don't call her anymore.
Oh, that's bullshit. You can't control your woman. You know, it's 2020. She's free to make her own choice.
Yeah, you sound like a real winner, boy.
Bueno.
Hello, Paula?
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Is this Paula?
No.
Is it Ronald?
No, gracias. No, I don't know.
You don't know your own name?
No.
Well, that's weird. Well, this is Winston. I'm your neighbor, a little ways down Olympic.
No.
I'm not?
I don't know.
What don't you know?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Fran?
Yes.
Hey, Fran, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I just needed to call and ask if you and John could please stop over-flushing.
Over what?
Over-flushing what?
Your toilets.
What are you talking about?
We took some readings off your sewer line, and it showed that, you know, every time you go that, you know, you tend to flush two or three times, and we're just...
Waiting for your stand. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Tell that lady to shut up in the background.
How about if you shut up and kiss my ass?
Hello.
Oh, hey, John?
What the hell is this?
It's Richard again with the HOA. I think we got disconnected.
What's your last name?
Mick Dykel. And anyways, I was just asking nicely, if you and Fran could stop over-flushing, just try to limit the number of times you flush.
Well, let's put it this way. I haven't been there in a month. I just came back.
Yeah, but when
so
you...
So I couldn't be over-flushing.
No, but these readings
Well, I don't even live there.
Well, no,
I haven't been there in over a month.
I know, but we took some readings a while back, and we just got the results. You know, it takes a while to analyze the data, and it shows that when you are there... When you go, you flush like two or three times each, and it's just... You know,
I don't do that.
Like, what are you eating? Maybe you need to cut back.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Why are you hanging up on me? This is a simple request.
All right.
We all got to do our part, you know,
What's your last name again?
Mick Dykel. And I'm just asking if you could cut back a little, because you're just kind of abusing...
So you live in the area in there?
Of course. I'm on the board.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What section do you live in?
Well, I'm over here. Is that your wife in the background?
Yeah.
You tell Fran to just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, why don't you shut the fuck up?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Lori?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city of...
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a work crew over to your house tomorrow.
For what?
They're going to be just doing a little bit of work on your driveway.
What?
Yeah, they're going to be, they should be there at about 9 o'clock, and they're just going to be tearing out your driveway and just redoing it.
Oh, this has got to be a joke.
Oh, no, man, why would I joke? Doesn't make any sense. No, it turns out, it shows here in the town records that your driveway, it was paved with blood diamonds. And so,
who is this?
This is Winston. I'm over here in the city administration office.
Yeah, right.
And no, ma'am, it's a serious thing. And, you know, it's no expense to you. They're going to just tear it out and then repave it. But yeah, I just needed to let you know, because they're going to be there at about 9 o'clock. So you just want to make
sure. Okay, Winston, what is your badge number? And give me your information.
My badge number, right? Ma'am, I'm not a cop.
Okay, then who are you?
This is Winston Beauregard. I'm over here in the city administration office with the town of...
Okay. So, I will call back and see who this really is. This can't be correct.
Ma'am, I just told you who I am. I mean, I don't understand why you're not believing me, but...
Because the city just doesn't show up on a day's notice to tear someone's driveway off. That's not how this works.
Yeah, they're going to repave it. It's not costing you anything. I just need to make sure that, you know, there's not going to be any cars or anything in the driveway. And
yes, there will be cars here, and we've got a full day scheduled. So, no, it won't work tomorrow, and I need to know who I can contact to verify this.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're going to be there tomorrow, so you'll see that I'm being honest with you. I just want to make sure that, you know, you just park your vehicles, you know, out on the road, just out of the way.
And this is not going to work for me. I'm babysitting my baby granddaughter tomorrow. I mean, you can't just tell somebody that tomorrow they're not going to have a driveway.
Well, you're not going to be babysitting her in the driveway, are you?
I'm going to have to get in and out of the driveway. And, I mean...
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying
just park out at
the curb or something, just down the street or whatever.
Okay, can I talk to your supervisor so I can just make sure this just does not sound legit to me?
Well, my supervisor is out of the office. I can have him call you tomorrow, but he won't be in until about 9:30, and that's after, you know, the crew's going to arrive.
Then you are not to start doing anything until I've talked to someone to verify the legitimacy of this.
Well, again, I'm not going to be doing the work. I'm just making the courtesy call.
Okay, well, we will stop the people who come to work then, because you don't just do this with no kind of warning.
Oh, no. No, that would be interfering with city work. That's, you don't want to do that.
What department are you with?
The Department of Streets and Roads. And really, I don't understand why you're getting your panties all twisted in a knot over this. We're taking care of it. It's no expense to you. You get a brand new driveway. It's not paved with blood diamonds.
Would you like to try me?
This makes absolutely
Is that Mark
sense.
In the background?
Yes, it is.
Mark, can you just shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to talk to Lori, and you're just blabbering in the background.
Excuse me?
Just one person at a time is all I'm saying. It's kind of hard to talk to two people.
You do not call people and start using profanity.
No, I didn't use profanity. I'm just saying.
Bullshit, you did too.
Oh, you're the one who used.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I didn't say that. You must have misheard me.
Bullshit, you did too.
No, see, if you were on the phone, maybe you would have heard me correctly. But since you're just kind of yammering in the background. Hello?
Yeah, we're just kind of baffled at what's transpiring here. I mean, you can't. There's no way you can be with the city.
Talking
to us like this.
I'm talking to you like what? I'm just trying to make a courtesy call here, ma'am. There's really no need to get all bent out of shape about it.
You're the one getting bent out of shape.
No, I'm fine. I'm pretty mellow right now.
Okay, what is the name of your supervisor, Winston?
Mr. Biggs.
First name?
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew Biggs?
Mm-hmm. That's Biggs with two G's.
Okay.
We'll give him a call.
Thank you.
Okay, have a nice night.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kathleen?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
I'm just calling because they wanted me to ask if you could please stop over-flushing.
Over-flushing what?
The toilet. Just, you know, try to limit the number of times that you flush, you know, when you go.
Okay. And your name is who, Richard who?
McDykel.
McDykel, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so how many people are you calling and requesting that they limit how many times they flush their toilet?
Just the kind of people that abuse it, you know, you're just kind of going over your allotment, you know?
Our allotment of what?
Of
water?
Of the sewer line. You know, it can only handle so much and just kind of abusing it. Like, there's really no need to flush 2-3 times, you know, just try to limit.
And how do you know we're flushing 2-3 times?
Oh, we took readings, and, you know, it just shows here on the printout. Really, you just need to cut down on the amount of toilet paper you're using, I guess. I mean, if you have to flush twice.
Are you serious? I mean, is this like a joke call?
No, why would it? That doesn't make any sense. Of course not. Yeah, I mean, maybe you just need to adjust your diet. I don't know.
Dust or die? Are you kidding me?
No, again, it's not a joke.
This has got to be a crank call.
No, right. Ma'am, it's, I mean, I know it's kind of embarrassing, but you're just clearly pooping too much, to put it frankly.
Okay. you have to tell my husband what we're doing wrong. He's right here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Gary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA. I was trying to explain to your dumb wife there about the toilet situation, you know, just asking if you could try to limit the number of times you flush.
And so what's your issue?
Well, I mean, I don't have an issue with you personally. It's just we took some readings and it shows that, you know, every time you and Kathleen go to the bathroom, you tend to flush a little too much, you know, 2-3 times. And we're just kind of asking if you could, you know, try to be conservative and maybe cut down on your amount of toilet paper you're using or whatever is causing the issue.
I don't know where you're getting your information, but you're woefully misinformed.
Oh, no. No, the readings we took are very accurate. It just shows that every time you go, it's not just one flush. It's multiple flushes.
Who's taking the readings?
Oh, we hired an outside organization.
What's your last name?
McDykel.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not the end of the world or anything, but we're just trying to, you know, just limit the amount of water that you're using. I mean, the sewer line is only capable of handling so much, you know? And like I told Kathleen, maybe you just need to make an adjustment to your diet. Maybe there's, you know, something that's causing that.
All right, listen.
I'm listening.
You have a good day.
Well, what do you mean?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Gary, it's Richard again. Hey, listen, I was, you know, only trying to ask nicely, and I heard you call me an asshole, so...
You're telling us about our diet? This is a crank call. I don't believe this is a legitimate call.
No, of course not. I'm with... I don't know why you would think it's a joke. It's just we're trying to conserve. And, you know, at this point,
well, I can appreciate that, but the subject matter and, you know, changing our diets, I mean...
Well, no, it was just a suggestion.
You're a little offbeat here, pal.
Well, okay, I apologize, but it was just a suggestion. I don't know what's causing the multiple flushes, but, you know, since you're being kind of belligerent and everything, I'm just going to go ahead and escalate this, and we're going to go ahead and just throttle your sewer line.
You make any adjustments to my water line or anything else, you're going to be looking at a major lawsuit.
Oh, no, you can't sue us.
You want to play games, you go ahead.
This isn't a game.
Go ahead.
And we definitely...
But you're going to have the tiger by the tail, my friend.
Oh, don't make threats.
Listen, make any adjustments, you're going to be sorry.
We're going to be throttling your water line, so it'll reduce the amount of water that you're able to use during the day. Because, you know, it's just like the way you're handling this is...
You better go... You need to go take a better reading. That's what I got to tell you.
Oh, no, the readings
are... That house is hardly even occupied.
Yeah, but when you are here, you're just shitting constantly or something. Because, man, the number of flushes coming out of that household is off the charts.
Listen, we're done.
What do you mean?
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I just...
Winston, I don't... Okay.
I was just calling because I had a little bit of an incident the other day at your house. You know, I keep my hidey key up on your roof, and I had to go get it because, you know, I locked myself out again. You know, stupid me. You know, it's always happening. And when I was getting down off your roof, I kind of slipped a little and landed funny on my ankle.
Just a minute, Winston. I'm going to give you to Jim.
Okay, hurry up.
Hello?
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, what are you, waking up?
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, you just sound like crap. Anyways, I was over at your house the other day, and I had kind of a little spill. I was getting down off your... I was getting down off
wait
your...
Wait a minute.
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, let me explain. Quit interrupting. I was at your house the other day getting my hide a key off your roof because, you know, I locked myself out again.
Hey, hold it. You got the wrong number.
Well, this isn't Jim.
You got the wrong house, too.
No, you're at 2-7, right?
No, you got the wrong number. You've never been to my house.
Yeah, I was there up on your roof the other day. You're at 2-7, right? This is Jim?
No.
Bullshit.
Yeah, who do you work for?
What do you mean, who do I work for? I'm your neighbor. I'm a couple doors down from you.
What? Okay.
See, you're confused. It's like you just woke up or something. Clear your throat.
What'd you say your name was again?
Winston Beauregard. I'm like three doors down from you.
Who do you live next to? Who's your next door neighbor?
Mr. Biggs.
Who?
Mr. Biggs. Look, we're getting way off track here. Can I just explain what happened? And the purpose
No, 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 you can't explain it to me.
Why not?
Why don't you call the police?
What, this isn't a police matter.
That's what I want you to do.
Why? This isn't a police matter. I'm just calling because...
Yes, it is a police matter. I'm going to call them right now.
Why? Because you got a phone call from your neighbor?
No, you're not my neighbor. I'm going to call right now.
So you're going to call the police and say somebody called... Who said that they were my neighbor and they weren't? Go investigate.
And give me your name and give me your phone numbers.
I'm sure they'll just be thrilled to take your call.
Okay, now give me your name. What's your name, Winston?
Yeah, Winston for the fifth time.
WINSTON, right?
Yeah.
And what's your last name?
Beauregard.
How do you spell that?
THAT.
What?
THAT.
THAT?
Correct. That is how you spell that.
THAT. Go on. Keep going.
No, that's how you spell that. And anyways, the only reason I was calling is I was getting my Heidi key off your roof the other day.
Oh, you're talking. You're crazy.
Why would that be crazy?
You got the wrong number. Totally.
No.
What's your phone number? I want to call you back.
Why? We're talking right now.
No. Call. Give me your phone number. I'll call you back.
Oh, okay. It's 3.
Oh, in hell. Hold it. I think I got it on the phone.
Yeah, it's on your caller ID, dummy.
It's 3.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. Well, then.
Anyways, you stupid idiot. I was getting off your roof, and I slipped and hurt my ankle. And I feel...
What do you want?
Oh, hello, this is Winston.
Winston.
Hi, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston again. What the hell is wrong with Jim? He just kind of flipped out and hung up on me.
Winston.
Yes.
You have the wrong house on...
Bullshit, you're at two...
We have no idea what you're talking about.
You're at two...
So,
right?
You need to figure out what house...
Hey!
And call
hey!
That.
Hey! Mary, you're at two... Right?
That's not our address.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit, Mary. Don't lie to me. You're at two...
Two...
Quit playing dumb with me, Mary.
Well, don't play dumb with me.
You got that nice...
Telling me that you've got a key hidden and you went to get it and you fell off the roof. Are you crazy?
Well, I didn't fall. I just kind of landed funny on my ankle when I was hopping
down.
Well,
you know what? We're going to call the police.
No, it's not a police matter.
We don't need to be... Hey... You haven't ever done any work at our house. We don't know who you are.
I didn't say I did work. I'm your neighbor. I live like 3 or 4 doors down from you. I was, I just use that.
You do?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What are you doing in my house? All right. If you live 3 houses down from me, what are you doing on the roof?
I put my Heidi key up there. I tried
to put your Heidi key on my roof.
Yay, now we're all up to speed.
Are you crazy?
No, why would that be crazy?
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Paulette?
Yes?
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Richard who? What's your last name?
McDykel.
Which HOA? I don't live there.
Oh, you're not over there on Violet Drive?
No.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I've got you and James on here at Violet Drive.
Connection with what?
What do you mean? Will we show you as the...
Your call. Your call doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense? I was calling about your home over there on Violet Drive.
What about it?
Well, I thought... Okay, so you do live there?
Yeah, I lived there.
Oh, okay, that's weird, because a minute ago you said you didn't.
Yeah, so, I live... Don't question me. I want to know why you're calling.
Well, it's almost as if you were lying to me. But anyways, yeah, I was just calling because I needed to ask if you and James could please stop over-flushing.
Why?
Well, just we took some readings, and it shows here that when you go, you know, you flush like 2-3 times.
How would you know what's happening in a private home?
Well, we took some readings off your sewer line.
The HOA is monitoring the sewer lines?
Yeah.
Well, one, I don't know of any Richard on the HOA.
Oh, I'm on the board. Richard McDykel. I've been on here for a while now.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're the one that was lying to me about living in on Violet Drive a minute ago, so.
I know all the board members, and you're not one of them.
Oh, well, you don't know me. You don't know me, sweetheart. Anyways, I'm just calling to nicely ask.
Don't call me sweetheart. You don't even know me.
Well, yeah, and you don't know me, but look at the way you're talking to me. I'm just asking nicely if you could please limit the, you know, the number of flushes after you go. You're just kind of abusing the system.
Oh, okay.
And that's against the bylaws here, and...
Oh, it's against the bylaws. There's a number of times I can flush you.
Yeah, it shows here on the readout that every time you go, you flush like 2 or 3 times. Like, cut down on the amount of toilet paper.
Maybe something wrong with the sewer line. Maybe that's why it's happening.
Well, no, it's your toilet's being flushed, and you just need to cut down on the amount of toilet paper you're using.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. We are in a crisis.
Yeah, exactly. And you're over there just flushing willy-nilly like water's free.
Yes, flushing away, using all the toilet paper up.
Okay, why are you being a wise ass?
Store to store and buying it up.
Why are you being a wise ass?
Why am I being a wise ass?
Yeah, we all have to do our
part.
Because
you're some anonymous person calling me.
No, I told you my name.
In the middle of me watching real news.
Oh, what's on the news?
None of your business. You want to know what's on the news, turn your TV on.
Well, I'm busy right
or
now.
Maybe I watch that too much too, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Have you tracked that also?
Oh, that's a different department.
Oh, it's a different department in the HOA.
Yeah, I'm just in charge of monitoring the water
You're
usage.
You're just in charge of sewage.
Yeah, water and sewage. Look, if you don't drop the attitude, we can just throttle your water line if you want to play hardball.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Why don't you just...
Okay,
shut
I'll go.
Off the water
I'll
line.
Go ahead. No, we're not going to shut it off, but we're just going to limit the amount you can use in a day. Because I was just asking nicely, and you're just
You can do that, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, we'll just do that because you're just being a total bitch about this, and I was just asking nicely.
I'm being a bitch.
Yeah, you're being a bitch.
Well, I've been known to be one, so yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Where do you live?
None of your goddamn business.
Oh, it's none of my business. You know where I live.
Well, yeah,
you know my name. You're on the HOA.
Well, yeah, I have access to all the records because I'm on the HOA. That's how it works. Okay, honey?
The HOA, don't call me honey.
Oh, I'll call you whatever I want.
The HOA does not have any records of my sewage usage nor my water usage.
Yeah, we do.
They don't pay it. They don't pay my bills.
Well, yeah, but we still monitor the lines, dummy.
Hopefully, this phone number that it came through is yours.
Oh yeah, it is.
Because I'm going to be calling the police department right now.
Oh, don't do that.
This obscene phone call I just received from you. And yes, I may have been a bitch, but
at least you admit
it. Extremely disrespectful.
Okay, well, it's not against the law to disrespect someone.
Oh, it's not against the law to disrespect somebody?
No, there's no law
really?
That says you have to respect people.
I guess I've been watching the news lately, huh? You must be the dumb one.
Yeah.
And I'm the smart one.
You're the smart one that's still talking to a prank caller.
Hey, you know.
I got you good. You got no comeback for that one.
I can't wait to find out who you are.
Oh, my name's Richard.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Leslie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, we signed a deal just a little while ago with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they're going to be bringing little Marky Valentine over on Friday. He's that little boy that you might have seen in the news lately.
Okay. No, I haven't, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they're bringing him over on Friday, and he's going to be driving around in a paintball tank up and down your street and, you know, a few others.
Okay.
And yeah, when they get here, like they're going to arrive early and they're going to be parking the tank in your driveway.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that was the agreed upon location. So, yep, there's
my driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be a big, you know, like diesel truck, like a flatbed truck that's going to...
This is Richard who?
McDykel.
Where do you live?
Well, I'm over here on Ivy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ivy. Well, it just seems strange that you'd be parking in my driveway. How about parking in your driveway?
No, that wasn't the agreed upon location for the tank. So there's going to be a flatbed truck that's going to be delivering it to your house at about 7 o'clock on Friday.
There is no way. There is no way. No, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking. I'm just letting you know.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Brooks.
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Richard with the HOA. I was talking to Leslie a minute ago, but I think we got disconnected.
Okay. What do you need?
Well, did she explain to you the, you know, what we're doing?
You said you wanted to park a tank or something in the driveway. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to let her know, you know, because we signed a deal with the Make-A-Wish Foundation for that local boy that's been in the news, little Marky Valentine. And so
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, he's been in the local news. He's, you know, he's a 10-year-old. He's unfortunately going to be not with us much longer, and his dying wish is to play the part of a supervillain. So we agreed to let him drive around the neighborhood in a paintball tank and, you know, just kind of, you know, just generally wreak havoc. And I was just calling to let you guys know, because they're going to be dropping the tank off at your house on Friday morning.
No, they're not dropping anything off at this house. Where did you get this number and the idea you could park a tank here?
Well, we have everyone's numbers, you know, in the directory. It's just...
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, why'd you get the idea you could park a tank here?
Well, I mean, it's not an idea. We definitely can. It's within our jurisdiction.
No, you can't.
Yeah, of course
you can't.
Yeah, no, it's right there in the HOA charter. We can definitely make use of your grounds for neighborhood.
No, you can't.
Okay, you can keep saying no, you can't, but it's right there in the charter.
No, you can't. There's going to be two cars parked in the driveway.
What are you, 12 years old? You just keep saying the same thing over and over and think that makes it true?
Well, you got to be goofing with me, you know, because this is one of the stupidest conversations I've ever had in my life.
You're stupid. Your face is stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Come over and say that.
No, I will.
Yeah, come on.
All right, I'll meet you there. I'm over here on Ivy Road.
Well, come on over.
So let's meet on neutral ground.
No, that's not. Dude. Why don't you just come here? Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's your last name, dude?
Is that your impression of me?
Yeah, that's exactly my impression of you. What's your last name,
dude? I don't sound like that.
Yeah, well, you do. I hate to tell you.
My last name is McDykel. Yeah, yeah. I already told that wife of yours, but man, she just flipped out for no reason, hung up.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
Well, you should tell your wife that hanging up doesn't make problems go away. Like, it doesn't just make it magically.
You're not a problem. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You're not a problem. You're a goofball. So I don't know who you are or what you got going on, but you're a goofball.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Don't call here again.
I'm just letting
you know.
I won't call again, but I just need to...
And you can take the tank and shove it up your ass, too.
It won't fit. Thanks again, Zero Tune On, Dunheezy, Ronan W., and Anti-Hero for... pumping me full of stimulants as I stumbled my way through these shitty calls. I'm gonna try to get some sleep, and hopefully I'll be better rested next week. Thanks everyone for supporting me. I appreciate it. Good night. Yeah.
You're full of shit.